Welcome to Better Health for Busy People, brought to you by healthmentors.nz. This week, we're talking all about work and home boundaries. Because over the last 2 years, working from home has become normal practice for many of us. And we're not really, I don't think, at a point in the progression of COVID where we know exactly how the work at work versus the work at home is going to look for everybody in the future. But what is looking likely is that a few people are going to want to be in the office all the time. A few people are going to want to be at home all the time. And most people are going to be keen on some mix of the two. So it seems that working from home is here to stay for us, at least in some capacity. And me personally, I really enjoy working from home. It's got a lot of benefits. I save heaps of money on coffee, even though my wife and I get through about half a kg of beans each week. But there is an interesting aspect of working from home that can add stress to our lives. And that's the boundary between work and home. And this boundary is often really, really blurry. So we're sitting in the home office 1 minute with our work hat on, then we step through a door and all of a sudden we need to be wearing our home hats of parent, of partner, of flatmate, of dog father, or whatever other role that you need to be playing at home. And this mental switch is actually quite challenging for us to make. And often we find one area bleeding over into the other and taking up mental real estate so we don't end up being fully present. That can be things like worrying about the kids while you're working. It can be the other way around. It could be thinking about that email that you know is going to come in while you're trying to play with your kids or while you're trying to have a conversation with your partner. And I've been talking about this concept with some of my clients, about creating a boundary between the two. And not necessarily a physical boundary, although a closed door is really, really valuable, especially when you're in the middle of a meeting and you've got a toddler wandering around, but actually a way of separating our work lives and our home lives so we avoid the blur. One of the things that used to create the boundary for us is that previously we had a commute to get ready for work or to decompress from work on the way home. So some of the professionals that I'm mentoring at the moment get out and go for a commute lap around the house or the block to start and end their workday to create that mental space between the home roles and the work roles. Another helpful action, another helpful boundary is to get dressed in work clothes for work and then change into home clothes once the workday is over. Again, we're mentally signaling here which hat we should be wearing, whether it's the work hat or whether it's the home hat. But perhaps the most helpful action is switching off the computer and putting the phone in the charger at the end of the day. Just knowing that both of them are out of reach reduces the temptation to just follow up on that one last thing that is pulling you to do. And it allows you to be more present at home. It allows you to be there for your family. It allows you to be there for your partner. It allows you to be there for your pets. And it allows you to decompress. And for nearly all of us, the business isn't going to burn to the ground while we've got our devices off or while we've got them away from us. And to be honest, if it does, we probably wouldn't have been able to save it anyway. So have a think about how you create that boundary between work life and home life if both of them are happening in the same physical place.